Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm so excited to have you with me for today's episode and have a special guest here. I hope you guys enjoyed our series there in July, kind of going through things I would do as a new realtor and then kind of taking that break for episode 500 and then resuming with the two episodes, you know, the number five and then the bonus episode last week. So I am excited for today and can't wait to introduce you to our special guest and on this exciting episode. So if you've been following my journey, you know I've been with eXp Realty for just over 2 years now, and it has been the best thing I ever did, life-changing decision in my business, from becoming an icon agent to now building a powerful network of agents around the country under me to now having over almost 50 agents in my revenue share organization. eXp has been one of the best decisions I have ever made. But honestly, all that is special. But what makes it really special to me isn't just the tools or the compensation model. It is the people. It is creating people the right way, right? Fans first, like we talked about last week. And I have really been treated so incredibly well by not only the agents I meet, but their amazing leaders as well. And today's guest is one of those amazing leaders who's had a huge impact behind the scenes at eXp, Brian Ellington. Brian is the Chief Learning Officer at eXp Realty. Now, if you're wondering what a Chief Learning Officer does, don't worry. We get into all of that. But more importantly, we talk about what sets eXp apart when it comes to training, support, innovation, and culture. From the moment I met Brian virtually at first, it was clear that he leads with humility and heart. He has been an amazing part of building some of the amazing tools we have at eXp, from Fast Cap to Fast Attract and all these free resources that they give away to their people. He is amazing at helping with these things, and he's the kind of leader who genuinely wants to help every single agent succeed, whether they're at eXp or not. And maybe you don't know this, but each and every week on Friday, they do the big agent meeting free on YouTube, and you can watch that whether you're at eXp or wherever, you can watch that and learn. So in this episode, we will cover so much what real leadership looks like in real estate, how training programs are developed, and you know how top producing agents like icon agents like myself who are in the trenches help serve and train other agents at eXp. And we'll talk about why eXp is always a step ahead of the industry changes and how any agent, no matter your personality type or style, can find a path to success. So whether you're already with eXp, considering a move with eXp, or never coming to eXp at all, and that's fine, and just looking for encouragement in this wild real estate market, I promise you will walk away from this conversation I had with Brian inspired and better equipped to grow your business. So grab your coffee or soda or water, whatever it is, get comfy and let's dive in. And so I hope you enjoy my conversation with the amazing Brian Ellington, Chief Learning Officer at eXp Realty. Let's jump into it.
John, thanks for letting me come play, man. I'm honored that you'd asked.
Yeah, and I appreciate. So my first, I'll just kind of say, we talked a few minutes before we started recording, but I think one of the cool things is at eXp, my first interaction actually with Brian was, I think there was a post somewhere that Jeremy Cain saw where Brian was, I think what the really cool thing, Brian, that stands out about eXp is you don't just have anyone speaking from the stage or like random people. You're like, hey, we want to talk about this. Let's go and get this person. And then right, part of, you know, being an icon agent is we, you know, speak at different things. And so I think I love the model because it's like, no, we're going to take the top producers and let them go speak to our agents about what it means to build success. And this wasn't even a question I prepared because I kind of told you we're just going to flow. I would guess that that's very intentional compared to what we sometimes see at other brokerages where like, we the top agents are all we talk to and we don't really want to give away the secrets. I feel like at eXp, it's actually like, no, we want all the agents to know the quote unquote secrets. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, when you look at training in most areas of real estate, what you're going to have is somebody who used to do something some time ago, right? They're going to teach you exactly how they did it. which is great if you're in a similar market, similar price point, similar behavioral style, similar target audience. But if you're not, then you might just struggle implementing that person's plan. And also, too, it just may not be for you. I joke about open houses all the time. I can teach you how to do the perfect open house. Ready? We're going to go knock 200 doors around the target property. And boom, with just that one sentence, I've alienated probably 70% of real estate agents. Right.
Yeah.
And so for us, we're on the lookout for different methodologies of success at any given thing. And that's a big part of what we do in the university is going out and finding amazing folks like yourself. And actually, Jeremy was one of those folks that we interviewed for our upcoming lead generation project on Sphere of Influence, mm-hmm. some of the unique things that he does. And just being able to share that with people, first off, you know, it's cooked into our culture. Which is cool. You're now an icon. Congratulations. You can come teach Thank for the so university much. And get your icon credits, man, which is awesome. But I even if it wasn't cooked into the culture that way, we have a lot of generous people who understand that by helping others within EXP, we lift everybody up.
Yeah. No, I love that so much. I think, too, one of the things that I've really experienced is, like, I even remember, you know, I wrote a post on Facebook a couple days ago and was just reflecting on the icon journey. And I think, like, I even put a part in leaders there, but, like, meeting you, meeting Leo, Holly Mayberry, Susan McClain, like, all these people, I feel like, you know, when I've been at previous brokerages, and again, we're not going to name them and complain about them, but I feel like it's almost like, hey, the agents are down here, the leaders are up here. When you kind of interviewed me for a product you were working on, you didn't act like, oh, hey, I'm this big leader, blah, blah, you know, chief learning officer, and you're just like some little podunk agent. Like, I'm guessing that is intentional too within the leadership culture, that we're not better than anyone, we're all winning together.
I mean, first off, we've all been real estate agents.
Yeah.
And I was raised by a real estate agent. So if I treated them like that, I don't think mom would like that very much. But no, I mean, everybody's been agents. And I think a lot of us kind of still have that mentality and understand the struggle that agents go through. And you know, it's not an easy profession to succeed at. And the people who do succeed at it really have something going. And so being able to support them and lift them up and be part of their success, that's fun for me. So, yeah, no, we're always open for a good time.
Yeah. So I think one of the things, too, that I really, again, this was not in what I prepared, guys. This is kind of how it goes. I think what I've really seen from EXP is they're always sort of like ahead of things, right? Now, this is sort of a little outside your realm as we kind of, you know, we talk about August 17th and commission. But I even think with your role in chief learning officer and even getting ahead of the commission and now, like, you know, I had a listing go under contract yesterday and they said, okay, what's the co-broke? And I had to say, well, at EXP, here's what we advise. I've advised the seller to offer compensation to you. They are planning to offer up to this, put it in your offer. Like, there must be like some sense of pride that kind of being a part of EXP where we're kind of like, it's almost like we hear things from other brokerage and we're like, wait a second, we did that 6 months or a year ago. Do you kind of get that feeling? I see your face. Do you get that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, listen, working with people like Glenn, Leo, Holly, Patrick, Susan, a lot of the folks that you mentioned and more, they're just sharp minds, man. And because they've been in the trenches, because they've sold real estate, they understand what these changes mean. And also, too, we're a single brokerage, which means we can operate like a single brokerage. You look at what happened with some of our competitors, and I won't name names, but I'll just simply say, hey, some of the franchise companies and some of the largest ones out there, they weren't advising their agents nor their brokers what to do because they didn't want to take on the legal liability of it all. And so here we go stepping into a huge void right from the get-go, too. I mean, that happened on, I think, Friday. And by Monday, Leo and Holly were on air talking to agents about how to make those adjustments. And, you know, if you don't have that kind of leadership, man, I don't know how you steer yourself through those kinds of changes and some of the changes that are coming down the pipe right now, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it's a fortunate situation. It's just one of those cool kind of moments in time to be part of a winning team. This leadership team is cool. I mean, it's funny. I read this article about the dream team, the basketball team, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, they ended up getting beat in their first game. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Okay.
By like some podunk team. And they asked him afterwards and they were like, man, you know, I'm dribbling out of the court. I got Magic Johnson to my left and, you know, Michael Jordan to my right. Who'd I pass it to? And they weren't playing well as a team. And to have this much talent on the team and also we all know how to play well together, that's a cool combination.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. And I feel like I think a lot of DXP, it's like, hey, I always mess up this quote, but the quote is basically like, the sum is better than like individual parts. And I've never seen, I think EXP made a lot of sense for me because I've never been like the agent that's like, I won't share my information. I want to help agents. I want to help them grow. You know, I run a group on Mondays, like some EXP, some not. And like a lot of those people, there's probably, I don't know, 50 agents in there. 10 to 15 of them are in my market. In theory, they're my competition, but there's plenty of business to go around. There's plenty of business to go around if we can just serve and connect and share ideas with each other. So I'd love to kind of ask you, so you've done a lot in your role as chief learning officer, obviously big agent meeting every Friday on YouTube and anyone can watch that for free is really cool. What's like some of the things that you're maybe most proud of when it talks about being built here at eXp?
That's a good question. I think I'm most proud of the fact of how my team went about doing things, right? When I got here, we had some new agent training programs and they were good, just not great, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first project that we did was FastCap. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew this or not, right? And immediately we identified people who were crushing it. We looked at people who in their first 6 months had done 2 deals in their first year in the industry had done 12 deals. And no like builders, partners, or, you know, team members or anything like that. No offense to them, but mm-hmm. what we wanted were onesie twosie agents who just got after it and to be able to sit down and interview scores of them to just figure out how did you do that? Not make any assumptions, not play by the old rules and not try to make the new agent training that we all know in our heads. Right? But what did these people do to succeed and put that on paper and then bring accountability and fun and excitement to that? That was cool. And how iterative the team was, how fast we moved. Believe it or not, that class is as long as it took us to build. That was really fast for that. But to see everybody's kind of ongoing, ooh, we could do this, ooh, we could do that. They really have taken that course and run with it. And so that's one, but we're working on a few other things right now that I think are going to be even cooler.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. I have had, you know, I don't know what I have, 40, 50 agents, getting close to 50 agents. And it's really cool. They've gone through FastCap and it's like really helped them. Agents that have come over from other companies that couldn't sell a house and were like, I need something more, join me. And of course they get different things. And then EXP has so much support and, you know, FastCap has been huge. People are getting really excited for Fast Attract. And it's just pretty wild. You know, Susan McClain came on a Tuesday night Wolfpack call once and she was like, oh, do people understand what they get for their, you know, cloud-based brokerage, $85 a month? People are like, oh yeah, website, CRM, like that's it. And she's like, no. She's like, you need to understand. I'll never forget the wording, but Susan talked about like, you need to understand what really comes in the EXP vending machine. And like that visual for me is almost like, hey, you see a Reese's candy bar and a Hershey. Well, I've seen A and B. I didn't see all the way through Z. So she's like, do you guys know about FastCap? And we're like, no. And so then she told them and some people have done, and that's pretty cool. And then to roll out Fast Attract. And what I really appreciate is I feel like EXP does a really great job. It's not like, hey, we want to roll this out. Now we're going to sell this separately. Now there's coaches in there that have different things, but like EXP's stuff is they just give it to you. And I feel like you've done a good job, you and your team, of like, all right, what's next, right? FastCap, right? You got great success on, and then Fast Attract. I know I'm signed up, what, end of June, mid-June, or somewhere around
June
there?
18th.
Yeah.
June 18th. Yeah.
So tell me about that a little bit. I know, and again, we'll talk to the perception of those not at EXP out there. No, there is no quota. No, you don't have to recruit. I think it's actually, I see you laughing. It's less than what, 10% actually agent attract. It may be less than that. And you could probably tell.
14% of our agents have at least 3 people in their rep line. I think it's 19% have somebody.
Okay. Yeah. So it's very interesting because I, you know, it's so funny. The noise from the outside is like, oh, all we do is recruit agents. And I, right. And I'll just share personally for those of you listening, and I've shared this before on the show, I have more than 40 agents and I haven't not one time been in their inbox. I have not one time called them. And some people do that, but that's just not my model. I feel like I share stuff on social media about EXP. I live in this outfit that Brian sees right now with the Wolfpack shirt and hat. And I think people want to be around winners, I've found, Brian. So like they see that, they're like, oh, you just hit icon. Wait, tell me about that. What does that mean? Wait, what do you mean? They give you all the money back and
you get your cat back? Yeah.
So it's really cool. But do you mind sharing like what was the, maybe the heart? Because I feel like that's kind of, we're centered around like the heart of what you guys do. Like the heart is not let's go recruit agents and like let's grab, what's really the heart of Fast Attract?
Yeah, and just the opposite. So we went out and we've interviewed, I think somewhere between 50 and 60 folks who put at least 10, but an average of 20 people in their front line in 1 year. And what we found was five different avatars. So there was the person who's just closing deals left and right, and everybody in their marketplace sees it, and that has a magnetism all to itself. The event promoter, my friend Elizabeth Riley here, who does the AHA Club. Brent Gove, who does build those types of individuals, the coach, you know, somebody like I see your Wolfpack, somebody like Mr. Sherrard, who's amazing at giving topics and can really help agents level up. And I'm sure as part of the Wolfpack, you have your specialties that you help your agents with as well. And that's part of the cool thing there is when you have those coach avatars, they tend to have other coach avatars in their ranks, in their rev share orgs, which is kind of cool because you get the best of all worlds there. Let's see, you have the influencer, the connector. Did I hit them all? I think I might have missed one in there. But what was interesting about that, though, is none of them were like sweaty palmed, heavy breath recruiters. You know what I mean? In fact, honestly, we don't even like the word recruiting because we prefer traction, obviously. I guess that's semantics to a certain degree. But the reality of it is we get those calls from recruiters who don't even know us. Like I just got a call from, I won't say the brand, here in town in Austin. And she's like trying to recruit me to her office as an agent. And I'm like, do you even know? Did you even take a second to think about who I am first before you pick up the phone and called? But it's just weird. So when you look at these folks, the attractors that we're talking to, we talk about this concept in the training class called the value tipping point. And what's interesting is when you think about your relationship with another agent, often the reason why they choose EXP isn't because of our stuff. It's because the people within EXP outvalued their current broker. They got to a point where this is the value of their current broker. They broke through it. And sometimes, by the way, those current brokers devalue their relationship with their own agents. They do dumb things. They make changes to the business model and things of that nature. But if you're just out there providing value to the agents in your marketplace, trying to help them, that's what's going to attract them to EXP. Yep. And so for that, man, we can't have enough attractors out there. We need more people helping agents in this industry.
And I think it's cool too, right? I think, and again, it even goes back to like, oh, you don't sell any houses. Oh, all you do is recruit and all that. And again, I don't like that word either. I like the attract word because again, I've got 40 something agents. Never once have I been in their inbox. In fact, I feel like I'm almost, Jeremy's had to coach me like, all right, John, when someone asks about EXP, like tell them because I'm almost like for so long, I was like, I don't want to be that slimy person in the inbox that when someone calls, I'm like, oh, it's cool. You know, there was somebody, I can't say them because they haven't come over yet, but they're coming over this summer. And long story short, met them and their wife. And they're like, oh, this is John. I'm in a group on social media, blah, blah, blah. Now you guys know it's a man. So it's 50% of the people that I know. And then the way this person introduced me to their wife was like, this is John. I'm doing a social media thing. He's at EXP. I'm never going there. LOL. Just kidding. I probably will because my broker is terrible one day. And I just sort of in the moment laughed it off like, ha ha. And then later I was like, wait a second, John, like just reach out. So I just said, hey, this is no pressure. If it was a joke, totally fine. But I feel like I'm not being bold enough in that, like I have to believe in what we offer at EXP and then it's life changing because it is. So if you were totally making a joke, I will never bring it up again. But if you were interested, let me know. And he said to me, he's like, I'm glad you asked. I didn't really know how to bring it up to you. I definitely want to leave my current brokerage. Everybody's leaving. And so then your heart kind of breaks for people that like they're in a situation where their broker is just, this person, I gotta not say too much, because but this person wanted to be in multiple MLS areas and their broker would not buy in to it. So they had family in another area and they're like, well, I'm not paying for that access. And they're like, would EXP have it? I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, so we even went into the broker room, 90 seconds, talked to a broker. So it is wild. And it's so funny, Brian, because I still remember my first conversation in May of 23 or whatever it is. And I remember being fine, Jeremy, I'll come over, but I'm not going to recruit agents. And he laughed at me. He does that a lot. But he's like, yeah. John, you don't understand, like, what you offer with social media and the Facebook training and your group and your free podcast, like, people are going to come. And I'm like, no, they're not. Like, and now I'm like, huh, this is how it builds. So
just be you out in the marketplace. You will attract people. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. It's kind of staying on. And again, we're not going to name brokers, of course, but like, what do you feel like maybe the one, if you can, like the one unique value proposition EXP can offer to agents compared to the traditional model? If you could sum it up into like one thing, what do you think that would be?
It's the people.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just the people to be able to be led by a team like Glenn, Leo, Holly, who've been there, done that in this industry, and have an agent's heart and a customer's best interest in mind. And then also too, I just got back from Dallas last week with the top 250 teams and solo agents, and then our top attractors as well, and series of masterminds. And just to sit into those rooms and see how people are opening up to one another, sharing their playbooks, sharing their strategies with one another, and no regard to, well, he or she's in my market, or I might be trying to compete for the same, you know, person who's coming into EXP with this attractor or anything like that. I mean, now that we have things like co-sponsorship, that goes away even more so. But I think there's nothing better than the people that are here. I heard Leo say, and I don't know if the stats still holds or maybe it's even gotten better. If you looked at the production of our top 250 agents, they'd be the number 6 brokerage in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's crazy amounts of talent. I mean, and to see like Parker Pemberton, you know, Justin Haver, Brandon Brittingham, all these, Spring Benson, all these people with amazing businesses that have just gone beyond just, you know, normal sales production and started moving out into investment and products and things of that nature. That's really a cool crowd of people to be able to hang around and learn from. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think one of the things I've noticed, and I'm sure it's intentional because I feel like everything the leadership team does is intentional, is I think for a while people were like, oh, onboarding at EXP is a lot. Like, but I think that's grown a lot, especially since I've been here. What kind of feedback do you hear from agents as they come on, and how does that impact changes you might make as the chief learning officer to like what you offer to agents and when you offer it to them?
Yeah. So our onboarding process, Chris Pacheco and her team, Kelvin Coverdale and her team, just have been amazing at evolving. Just in the, I've been here a year and a half, and what the process was when I came through versus what it is now is night and day. In fact, you had, you know, some folks who were large attractors, they would hire an onboarding person to help with it. And now the onboarding process is so much smoother. What's interesting with AI, it's the talk of everybody right now, but legitimately there's a great reason to understand these tools, because what AI has helped us do in terms of our fast onboarding programs now is just amazing. I mean, we can ask relevant questions, only as many as we need to get through and get you set up with us and get you into the programs. The one thing that we're really kind of leaning into heavily right now too is developing a sort of feeder system for something like FastCap, right? Making sure that as agents come in, they get into the mentoring program, they get set up in our tools and systems and things of that nature, and then getting them into FastCap as quickly as possible. So we've started working with the mentoring team, making sure that our programs are aligned with theirs and helping them evolve their training programs as well for their mentors. It's a lot of work, but man, it really shows. I mean, when I came in, I hung my license with EXP in November of 22 before I came on board in the corporate staff. And the onboarding process I went through was not nearly as good as it was. And that was just, again, like 2 years ago, just crazy amounts of evolution.
Yeah, love that. What do you feel like is the role of like innovating? Because people are always kind of looking for something new, but then also like, hey, did you plug into FastCap yet? Did you plug into those things? Like, what's that balance, and how do you, as a chief learning officer, kind of like balance that with like, do we roll out a new program or do we try to make sure this is like 100% up to speed first?
Yeah, well, so we've been tweaking FastCap for a year, making sure that that program is as good as, and we'll keep tweaking it. We're not done by any means, but we are starting to move on now to the CAP or ICON level of training. Mm-hmm. So FastCap is a great productivity program, and it's a rinse and repeat. I was joking with the gang in Dallas last week in the masterminds that I've been trying to graduate the gym for a couple of decades now, but that's not how it works, right? And with FastCap, you know, my team and I were purposeful. You don't get a graduation certificate when you're done with FastCap, because it's not an education transfer. It's really about productivity. And so if you're not yet capped, get back through it and get into it. Now we're building out training at the CAP or an ICON level. So we're building out a Legion series, Sphere of Influence and Database, which is the hub. And then all the spokes being all the various forms of Legion, FSBOs, Expireds, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, right? And so we're working right now on that. And the way in which we're doing it is kind of cool, actually. When you look at, I'll just use open houses as the easy example, right? So I can tell you how Sean Getty does an open house. He goes and he knocks 200 doors around the target property, right? But what's interesting with Sean, though, is he's not trying to invite the neighbors to the open house. He's trying to get in the door to do a listing appointment. And it's his record, he said, was 3 listings taken in 1 open house door knocking session, right? That's crazy. That's
wild, yeah.
But then you look over and you see Smita Singh, who's in Houston with the Seth brothers. She won't knock a door, but she goes out and she puts out 40 to 80 branded open house signs. She calls up the builders in the area, says, hey, what inventory do you not have on the MLS yet? So she's got pocket listings to be able to share with buyers. She's ingratiating herself to the builders. I can tell you how Joe Turco does it. I can tell you how Devontae Blow does it. I can tell you how Kim Fraser does it, how Payson Robertson does it. They all do it differently, and none of them are wrong because they're all crushing it. Mm-hmm. They're all crushing it at open houses. And so for another agent to be able to go into a training class, instead of saying, hey, here's how you do open houses, we can say, pick your avatar. Do you not mind door knocking? Well, then try this out, man. And by the way, if you don't like door knocking, okay, well, then try this out. And by the way, if you were to door knock and put out 40 to 80 yard signs and do what this agent does and do what that agent does, you'd have a killer open house. And so that's how we're rolling this out. And we're doing that for open houses, for Instagram, for Facebook, for all the various forms of Legion. That's how Jeremy and I got to meet one another, as I interviewed him for the Sphere of Influence. And he told me about how he does his financial planner conversation with his past clients, right? And we're just putting all those kinds of amazing stories into the training so that agents could walk out with an entire plan of what to go do.
Yeah. I think for the agents listening to this, you know, Mike Sherrard says this a lot. He says, everything works. It's you that's not working. And I think that's so true, right? I probably won't ever door knock, and that's okay for me. But if an agent wants to do it, and one of the things I think is cool, I've had agents join me and they're a little more reserved on social media. So that's like me trying to like break through a brick wall. But I can at least say, okay, what are you good at? And let me connect you with someone at eXp or training with an eXp to teach you that. It would be a waste of the agent's time and mine, and disingenuous for me to be like, yeah, let me teach you my open house and door knocking strategies when I haven't done open houses in 5 years and I haven't door knocked in my career. That's kind of where I think it's like, hey, let's connect you to somebody that can. So a couple more minutes and then we'll close it out and let you get on with your day, and appreciate your time. For agents listening to this, what would you say are some of the underused or undervalued or maybe misunderstood tools or resources within eXp that they should be taking better advantage of?
Well, that's a really good question. I would say plugging in. So if I were going to ask you to do 2 things differently this week, I'd say watch Big Agent Meeting on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'd also say go read the agent newsletter. It's email, which is kryptonite for most of us, right? But there's so much good stuff in there about what's come out from eXp, what's coming out from eXp. And then also too, what's coming up in terms of training and other things. But I would say those 2 things. And then, oh, by the way, we just launched a brand new website, expuniversity.com. Mm-hmm. And so if you can go there, you can get all your training needs. There's a universal search that attaches to our YouTube channel, our KGCI real estate radio station that we have, where John's a host for us. You can find, we have, I think, about 2,000 podcasts from KGCI in the inventory. And so now all of that is available through that search on expuniversity.com. You can also check out our new calendar there and even put your own calendared events, training, and in-person events that you're doing in your local market. You can put those on there as well.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I'll say about, you know, you connected with me with Ian at KGCI. I want even non-EXP people, I need you to understand, like, you can listen to this, right? Go search KGCI, you know, realestateonair.fm, and you will find it. And again, that's where I think EXP is changing the game, because a lot of brokerages are like, oh no, we'll only give you our secrets if you're with us. No, we want to help any agent, because we really do believe, even the big agent meeting, what brokerages are giving you a free YouTube training every week to help you grow? Like, they're just not doing it. And that's where I think EXP has done a great job. Maybe you're ready for a change tomorrow. Maybe it's in 3 years. Maybe it's not at all right now, but we want to help you grow. And if we help you grow, if you ever want to change, great, you'll come over. Or maybe we just help you and we help people. And I think that's really what I've seen us doing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably what's so attractive about us, is the fact that we are out there doing that stuff. And from Leo and Holly doing free training for the industry, to folks like yourself doing free training for the industry. And you talked about KGCI. And by the way, wherever you listen to podcasts, go look up KGCI. There's over, I think there's 60 hosts doing different shows on there. Everything from probate to, you know, working with buyers to internet leads, you name it, we have a show on the topic, and it's all there for you for free, especially our YouTube channel too. I bet you anything, our YouTube channel gets more traffic from non-EXP agents than EXP agents sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a couple more questions I would ask. What advice, you know, this market is crazy, right? 2024, you know, least amount of deals. I think 78% of realtors didn't even sell a house last year. In this kind of different market, what advice would you kind of give to an agent out there listening to this right now, feeling discouraged, but wanting to succeed?
Yeah. And it's the discouraged part that I think a lot of people struggle with, right? And here's the reality. If you can have several conversations, in FastCap, we ask you to do 25, right? Mm-hmm. If you can do 25 conversations in a week, you're going to be just fine. Now, the data, when you look at Justin Haver, what he shared with John Cheplak was, for him and his team, it was 35 two-minute conversations, right? FUB's got a default setting. I think they've changed it recently, but it used to be they'd only count conversations, I think, if they were 2 minutes or more, because that's what the data says you need to have in terms of conversions. But I refer to it as a sleep number, right? Because in real estate, if you don't have a closing coming up, it's real hard to relax. I mean, when you're waiting for that next commission check and you don't even know when it's coming, it's real hard to kind of dial down that anxiety. And so our business is really simple. It really is a math equation. However much you're trying to do in terms of production, you can walk backwards in conversion rates and use a tool like Sisu to do it. Mm-hmm. And it'll tell you how many conversations you need to have. Once you've had that number of conversations for the day, relax, go kiss your kids, hug your spouse, your significant other, and enjoy your life. But until you've hit that number, you can't complain, right? You know, you can't complain. You got to get out there. You got to put in the work. Now, how you do that doesn't matter. A lot of people get hung up that, oh, I got to go talk to FSBOs. I got to go talk to expireds. Okay, if that's what you want to do, mm-hmm. but that's not what you have to do. You can go do just about anything as long as you're getting in front of people, having real estate conversations and providing value to them. You're going to be just fine no matter how you choose to do that. But if you are struggling with that, get into an accountability program, whether it's FastCap or something else. I don't care. If you work at EXP, I want you to be healthy and happy and successful. So if we can help with that, great. If one of your rev share groups, I know you, Wolfpack does amazing programs as well. You guys have a lot of training, a lot of coaching available to folks. Just plug into that. Find an environment where others are trying to do what you're trying to do, and use that energy to help fuel you on a day-to-day basis as well.
Yeah. Love that. I think that's a great way to close it out. I mean, and you could just tell when you answer that you're excited. And it wasn't like, hey, we're only excited if you're at EXP. Like, you want to actually genuinely help agents. So thank you so much. Thank you for everything you do for EXP. through learning and growing those programs and, you know, growing onboarding, and also through the Big Agent Meeting. I know you're a big part of that as well. And just thanks for being willing to be here today. I know agents are really going to appreciate it, and we thank you for your time.
John, thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing this for the folks in your RevShare group and also the folks in your community you're helping.
I appreciate you, man. Have an awesome day.
You too, buddy.
Wow, guys. Well, as we quickly close it out, first of all, thanks for being with us today. Hope you really enjoyed this. I know it's been a while since I did an interview and wanted to really share that with you. Brian is an amazing leader, and I'm very grateful for his time and heart and the incredible leadership he brings to eXp Realty. You know, you can really hear it in every answer. Brian is the real deal. He's not just building programs for program's sake. He and his team and the leadership team are creating tools that actually help agents succeed no matter where they are in the business. That's what I love about eXp. It's not a brokerage. I mean, it is, but it's a community of people who truly want to see others win, from Fast Cap to Fast Attract, from the Big Agent Meeting to the culture of collaboration. Brian and the rest of the leadership team are showing us what it means to lead with generosity, innovation, and purpose. So if anything Brian shared today sparks something in you, whether you're at eXp or curious about it or whatever, like, feel free to reach out. But more than anything, like, just go check out the Big Agent Meeting on Fridays. It's every Friday, 11 a.m. on YouTube. And that is a place where you don't have to grow and be in business alone. We talked about, you know, accountability and things you need in your business to succeed. And so it might just be, you know, going to that meeting once a week, right, on YouTube on Fridays at 11 a.m. And if that's where you start or need, you know, to make a connection or whatever, please do so, seriously. And if you need, you know, to find out how to get it and can't find it when you just search YouTube, let me know. But you should be able to search it, Big Agent Meeting on YouTube, Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. That's free for any agent, no matter what brokerage. And Brian's a big part of that. So again, thank you guys for listening to this interview. I really hope it was helpful. If I can ever serve you in your real estate business or help you with anything, please let me know. But thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing you guys on our next episode next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.